The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Baruch Hashem for matching campaigns. We have so many matching campaigns now. In fact, we even have an incredible one today. But it's absolutely incredible that we're having all these matching campaigns. Let me go through it. Number one, as opposed to having charity dinners, the overheads are incredibly low, which means more money goes straight to the Mossad, which is incredible. Number two, beforehand, only Gevurim got involved. Only Gevurim got to hear about all these different charities, but now so many people can get involved. All the small, you know, all those who can only afford to be able to give a little bit, they can get to hear about all the different charities. And they can start helping all the different Moses. So now the Hamonam can get involved as well. And we can all be mitzvahs inside it, which means clearly more Torah, more mitzvahs that we can be involved in. And now it can be international as well. So what an incredible thing it is to be able to have these cause matches, or whatever they're called nowadays, charities, that we can get involved and we can give tzedakah to other moistos. But the topic for today is called the dangers of charity campaigns. What can be the danger of charity campaigns? Surely it's an incredible thing. What could be negative behind it? So let me explain. Let me go into more detail, background, and we'll see what the danger is with a charity campaign. Rav Dassler explains that there are three parts to a person. There is the brain, the moach, there is a heart, one's lev, and then there is a person's actions, their ma'asim. What is the tafkid? What is the goal? Is the goal in life to be able to affect my brain? Is the goal that I should be able to affect my ma'asim, my actions, or is the goal, the true ultimate goal, to affect the lev? And Rav Dassler explains that the real tafkid in life is not the moach, it is not the ma'asim. He calls the moach chitzoni to the person. It is not actually the actions, the ma'asim, that is also chitzoni, it's external to the person. But the true person, the true you, is your lave. The goal in life is to affect your lave. In fact, he puts it like this. You have a brain, but you don't have a heart. You are a heart. You are a lave, and you have a moach. So the ultimate goal of all mitzvahs is not to do the mitzvahs, not to do the Torah chitzonius on an external way, but to do it in a pnimius way, to bring all the Torah and all the mitzvahs and to bring it into your lave, into who you really truly are. Now the question is, how do I bring the Torah and mitzvahs into my lave? What is the process to bring it into my lave? So Rav Dassler again explains, and he says that you cannot affect the internal directly. The only way you can ever affect the internals, the pnimius, is via the chitzonius. Only the chitzonius is misoira as a pnimius. When you do stuff in the externals will have effect on the internals. So if we take that now, Rav Dassler explained again that there are two externals. There is the brain on one side, which is not you. You have a brain, but it's not you. And then you have your ma'asim, which is externals. It's not you. And then in the middle is a lave, which is you. How am I going to be able to get to the lev via the externals? Which means one way to grow is via the moach, bringing into the internals, and the other way is via the ma'asim, going into the eternals. How do I do via the brain? As we know, v'yadata hayom v'hashavosa el avavecha. When you know, stage one is to build up yedius. And when you know all the concepts, and when you have the Torah in the brain, and you understand what you're doing, then the avodah is the adata hayom from the externals, the brain, the hashavosa el lavavecha, to then bring that and draw that down into your heart. But there's another way. There's another way of doing externals. The other externals would be what we classically see as externals, which is your masim. As it says in Sefer Chinuch, Adam nifal kafi pu'lasov. A person is affected by the actions that they do. And therefore, when I do certain actions externally, if I continuously do those actions will ultimately have an effect on the panimius, it will have an effect on who I am. And I think, if what I understand, that's really the concept of really CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy. How does it work, cognitive behavioral therapy? That when you are doing your masim, when you're doing your actions, then your actions will slowly have an effect on who you are. And I'm no neuroscientist, clearly, nothing even remotely anything like that. But what I hear is that the way it works is that every time you do an action, if you do an action once, then you do an action. But if you start creating a habit, then the way the brain works is that you start making neural paths. And it's almost like a new line created inside your brain, making this information go quicker. So you do a habit, you're not just merely... It's not just conditioning yourself. You are actually creating a new neural pathway to be able to get that information done quicker, and therefore you're habituating yourself on a neurological level to be able to change yourself. So again, to be able to affect the panemius directly, Avdessa says that's incredibly hard to be able to do. One way, therefore, is the adata hayom hashavesa avecha. Understand it chitzonius in the brain and then bring that into the heart. And the other way is to be able to have your actions, and your actions will bring it into you. It also, by the way, I feel also connected also with NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. So that's the other way also, that when you start speaking, you're not your speech either. That when you're speaking and when you say something, the way you speak actually will affect the way that you feel. And therefore, if you say, oh, I'm never going to do it, oh, this is terrible, then clearly it's going to have a negative effect on who you are. It's going to have a damage to who you are. And therefore, we have to be careful with what we say. We have to speak positively. We have to say, we have to be that, I can do it. I can manage to be able to do this. And when I do that, then the externals of the speech will too also have an effect on what happens in the panemius inside of myself. And I guess you can see that when you change your dibur, that will change the dava ultimately. And there's a famous story with the Chofetz Chaim. I think it's the Chofetz Chaim. That someone said to him, I got a job in a bank, and I'm behind one of the cashiers. What should I do? Should I do withdrawals, or should I get involved with the deposits, or does it make no difference whatsoever? And what did the Chofetz Chaim, if it's the Chofetz Chaim, say? He said, do not deal with deposits, only deal with withdrawals. Why? Because when you're dealing with deposits every day, you're doing this action, and you're bringing things in, and you're bringing things in. And ultimately, when every single day you're bringing things in, that will have a negative effect on your personality. The neural pathways will start being created that now I do the actions of bringing in. And if you do the actions of bringing in, that will have an effect of you, that you will be someone who wants to bring money in towards yourself. Rather get involved with withdrawals. It may not be your money. You're not giving anything personally, but when you do the master of continuously giving out, then that will have a positive effect on who you are. And maybe that's also where the Rambam says as well, because he roi famasim. The reason why you've got to do lots of actions, he explains, is because it has an effect on who you are. When you give lots, large amounts of tzedakah once, you've done one nicer. But if you give lots of money to tzedakah, like all these charity campaigns, then it'll have a bigger effect on who you are because you're creating a habit. The externals will have an effect on the internals that you will become this person who is giving. Let's talk about fundraising now. When it comes to fundraising, when it comes to creating a team on one of these charity campaigns, we now have a stirrer with the externals. We have a contradiction between the two externals because the one external is my brain and the other external is my actions. The externals of the brain is you are doing an act of collecting money for tzedakah. You are trying to be machazek Torah, you're trying to be machazek those who are ill, you're trying to be machazek in tzedakah, you are doing a great chesed here. So the externals of the brain says when you're collecting money, incredible, this is the way to be able to actually do incredible stuff in the world. But on the other side, you have your masim. And what is your maaser? When you're collecting money for tzedakah, your miser is continuously taking money off other people. So you have the stira between the brain and the actions. And the way Rav Dester calls that is you have a stira between the tzura and the choyma. When it comes to the tzura, when it comes to the form, when it comes to what am I out to do, I am out to be mechazek, the charity. So the tzura is a tzura of giving. I want to be able to help. I'm doing this as a means to be able to help other people. The tzura is a good tzura. It's the tzura of let me be able to help other people. But when you look at the chayma, the actual actions, what is the action that you're doing? The actions is a maisa of taking. The question is, when you have a conflict between the tzura and the choyma, when you have a conflict between the tzura being that I'm doing this because I want to be able to help the charity, but you have the choyma, which is I'm doing actions of taking, which one will you be affected by more? Will you be more affected by the tzura, what you're out to do, or will you be more affected by the choyma, the actual actions that you're doing? Says Rabbi Saul Salanta, that you're going to be more affected by the choyma. We are more affected by, well, you could really say the nefesh more than the neshama. You say that the brain is the seat of the neshama, your lev is your ruach, and your actions is your nefesh. We've had a nefesh far longer than we've had a neshama. And therefore, you are never going to be affected more by your actions, by the nefesh, than the neshama. So this is terrible. My whole idea was, is I want to collect money, I want to be able to be mechazek, all these different moistos, and now because I'm doing that, and that's what my plan is, that's exactly what I'm coming out to do, but because my action is taking, I'm going to become a taker. Nabuch. That wasn't my intention at all. Oh, by the way, it gets a lot worse than that, because it's not just when it comes to charities, but this happens to other jobs as well. For example, being a nurse, being a doctor. That's a great thing to do. Well, it can actually have a negative effect. I recently had to have a blood test, and I went to the nurse, and I said to the nurse, well, I'm quite nervous of needles. Does anyone ever have problems with needles? No, only men. Oh, believe it or not, I also don't quite like needles. Ah, you'll be fine. Bam, slammed into me, and then starts moving it around. I don't know if that was the hachis. But really, it really hurt. No sympathy whatsoever. Now, my assumption is, I don't know the nurse, but my assumption is that she didn't go into the job in order to get a legal way of causing other people pain. I'm sure she went into the job because she wanted to help people. So how can that be? That she, from someone who's going into the job to help people, she becomes this ruthless person who loves causing other people pain? Answer is, it's because when you got the tzura, what my goal is, versus what my actions are, you are more affected by your actions. And what you're doing every single day? Stabbing people. It also has effects on a Rebbe. If you are a Rebbe and you're giving tochacha, even though you're doing it for the sake of your Talmidim, that will have a negative effect, says Rav Dessler, on who you are, because what you're doing, the maisa, the choyma, is a choyma of negativity. Even though you're doing it for the sake of kindness, it will have a negative effect. Megavolt. What about being a parent? Yeah. As a parent, every time we tell off, that will also have a negative effect on us. And in Vadai, if you're a soldier and you're doing it for the sake of Hashem, that would also have a negative effect on us. So are we all doomed? Is there no way out of it? Oh, by the way, let me make it even worse when it comes to charities. Because not only is it that you're doing a maisa of taking.
Call Halashon.
Well, then what are you doing? You're spending. You spend, or at least the people in charge of the charity, they spend other people's money. Spending other people's money is not such a great midah to be able to have. But wait, there's more. That's right, it gets even more negative. Because when you now take money from the other person, the person whom you've taken money from, have you ever had a situation where it's like, oh, you know, it's that time for the, you know, I supported you, you have to support me, oh, what's the damage? When you take money from that person, Rav Dessler says, if you do it in a way where now they're like, oh, okay, fine, you know, you call up, it's like, come on, what, you can't give £5? You can't, oh, come on, can you double that for me? Come on, 18 is high, you can't give a little bit more? Rav Dessler says, when you do that, then that person, if they're giving it because they're coerced, they're not even being zoicher to the mitzvah, or at least the shleimus of the mitzvah giving tzedakah, because they're only doing it because you're forcing them to be able to give. And even worse, if someone gives money in that way, then unwittingly they could be putting an ayin hara on that money. They don't want to give it to you. They feel coerced. They feel pressurized. Maybe not physically pressurized, but feel emotionally coerced to be able to give. You only got 24 hours. Come on. What do you mean you're not going to give? Come on, I'm going to put you down for £5. Then if this person feels coerced to be able to do it, then they're not even being zoicha to the mitzvah. And they might be putting an iron hara on the money. And Rav Dessa says if a person puts an iron hara on the money, then no good will come out of that money. Oigevalt. How do we deal with this? So I think there's two answers. There's a short-term answer and there's a long-term answer. Here comes a short-term answer. In another essay, Rav Dessa says, on the principle of lo lishma, ba lishma, when you do things for the lo lishma reasons, he says, guaranteed it's going to have an effect on who you are. Rav Dessa asked a question on that. He says, I've seen it not true. I've seen it plenty of times where people are doing lo lishma, i.e. they're doing external actions, and the external actions do not affect who they are. The example he gives is that he saw when it came to the Russian army, when the soldiers were, I guess now the word is, on furlough, and they went to the pub, and he saw them at the pub, and he saw the way they behaved, and they were not in a regimented way. They were not being proper. They were just being slobs. He says, how can that be? They've been in the Russian army for years and years, and now they're acting like slobs? I don't understand. Surely you could send him as a Peninius. Surely, lo lishma, ba lishma, surely the action of always being disciplined should have an effect on who they are. Why didn't it have an effect on who they are? And he answers as follows. He says, because chitzoni mesoras apinimius is only when you allow it to. Your actions will only have an effect on you positively if you want it to have an effect on you. But if you are continuously fighting against your actions, it will not have a positive effect. If someone is begrudgingly always, every single morning, I don't know, he that person giving tzedakah, but always begrudgingly, it will not have a positive effect on who you are. It is only when I want to do the right thing, I find it hard, I'm going to do the action, please Hashem, may that action have an effect on me, then it will. So now we can use that concept. That if I'm always doing a negative action, if I keep on fighting with it, if I'm injecting someone, if I'm taking someone's blood, and I'm just saying, I don't want to do this, I don't want to cause someone pain, it hurts me to cause someone's pain, as long as you're fighting against the Maisa, then the Maisa will not have an effect on the Panimius. So Kol Zman, that you're doing a Maisa, you're fighting in a war, and you're saying, I don't want to do this, I hate doing this, I don't want to, then it will not have an effect on who you are. However, there's a danger with that. It doesn't work in the long term, because as long as you've got your guards up, as long as you are continuously fighting against it, then it will not have a negative effect. But the moment you drop your guard, then it will have an effect. And over the course of time, you are not going to continuously be fighting against your actions. Says Rabbi Sol Samanta, he says that you can only fight for a limited amount of time. You can't always spend your life fighting. It works in the short term, but in the long term, you will give in to the comfortability. And therefore, you can fight in the short term, but if in the long term you are continuously taking, then you will become a taker. So we have to go to a second way of, and this is the better way to be able to affect who you are in a positive way. The way to be able to make sure that when we're collecting money for tzedakah, it will not have a negative effect on me, is that I need to convert my maisa of taking actually into a maisa of giving. I need to realize that, no, this is not an action of taking, this is an action of giving. And I want to give you actually a story. The person who told me the story about himself said, please do not mention my name. I will not mention his name. There was a certain person, a very choshev person, who wanted to meet Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. But as you know, when you want to meet one of the Gedolim, or anyone, there's always the gatekeeper, and you have to get through the gatekeeper. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach's gatekeeper was Reb Boruch, his son. So this person went to Shari Chesed, and he wanted to meet with Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, but again, he met the gatekeeper, Reb Boruch. So he said, so he wants to, how am I going to get through the gatekeeper to be able to, because sometimes it can be a real pain, how can I get through the gatekeeper to be able to speak to Avorbach? So he walked up to Abach, and Abach said, Shalom Aleichem! How are you? And he started talking to him, how's yeshiva? How's things going? And the guy read, one minute, I think Abach thinks that he knows me. He thinks that we've been friends from yeshiva. I've never met him before. Now comes the moral dilemma. Do I tell Rabbah we don't actually know each other, or do I play off this protexia and try to find a way, okay, to speak to Avorbach? What did he do? He used it as a way to be able to speak to Avorbach. So he said, things are going well, Baruch Hashem, how are you doing? Oh, how's everyone? Okay, good, good. Is it possible to speak to Avorbach? So Rabbah said, now's not a good time. But I'm telling you, if you come tomorrow at this time, no one comes then, it's empty, and you'll be able to go straight in. Thank you so much. Incredible. Amazing! I've now got the way in to get to speak to Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. This is incredible. And it happened several times. Every time you wanted to go in, you spoke to Auerbach thinks, the best friend. And then he said, now's not a good time. You know what? In fact, tomorrow also is not. But if you come in this time, perfect time. And then he got to continuously speak to Avorbach when he needed to speak to Avorbach. When Avorbach died, everyone found out afterwards that actually this is exactly how he behaved with everyone. It wasn't that Avorbach actually thought that he was that he knew this person. But actually, that is the way he treated anyone. Anyone who wanted to speak to Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, his father, he would treat them as if he was his best friend and tell them a way to be able to get to speak to him. Which means the job of the gatekeeper of a rav is to be a no person. And if you're a no person, every day, no, you can't speak. But please, I need to speak to Rav. No, he's very busy. Please, and you know, you're spilling your guts. No, no, no. Then you become a no person. But if you convert your no to not a no, but a yes, not now, yes, then you change the whole surah and the gatekeeper can become a Baal Chesed. Rav Baruch changed his no. He wasn't a no person. He changed his no to a not now, yes, another time. He changed the tzura into an anchoima, from a no into a yes. He became a giver. That will never have a negative effect on him. And therefore, when it comes to a parent, we always say, no, that's going to turn me into, the choima of a no is going to turn me into someone who is cruel. So you don't say, Daddy, can I please have some sweets? No. Daddy, please can I have sweets? Yes, of course, on Shabbos. You're converting your no to a yes, and therefore that will never have a negativity onto you. You know, Gemara Sota, Yudala Damodalis, it says that the Torah begins with chesed and ends with chesed. The rest in the middle, you've got quite a bit of Midas Hadin, but it begins with chesed and ends with chesed. Ask the Maharal, what's the message? The answer is that that means if it begins with chesed and ends with chesed, any din ever found anywhere in the Torah is just a hefi timsa to chesed. It's just a means towards chesed. If we apply midas hadin, no, but we only realize and we say every no is only a hefi timsa to a yes to be able to do a chesed, then it converts our no into a yes and it won't have a negative effect. And we can do this. It reminds me as well the story that someone, a rebbe, was teaching aleph beis to reception year after year, after decade, teaching aleph beis. And someone said to him, how can you still have Islamus teaching aleph beis year after year after year? He said, I don't teach aleph beis. What? I teach Talmidim. That when you take that, when you change what the action you're doing, then you can actually then not be a no, not be a negative, but be a positive. In Chazal, when it came to Aniyim, what did they used to say? They used to say, Zachabi, you should be Zeicher in me. I don't want to take from you. I want to give you an opportunity to be able to do a mitzvah. When you do that, you're not taking Bechlal, you are giving. Says Rav Dessler, that when it comes to us collecting money, and I think everyone gets involved in collecting money to be able to help sometimes, how do we make sure that I don't become a taker? It is vital. It is absolutely, utterly vital that when we're doing that, we focus on how can I help the other person? You don't look at the other person as, how can I get the money out of this person's pockets? What words can I say to make him actually coerce him, bend his arm behind his back to make sure that he's going to help this Moshe, because it's really important to help this Moshe. No. You have to speak to the person and realize, this person has kalim, he's got money to be able to do a mitzvah. And I am zeicher to be able to help him to be a shliach in his mitzvah. We have to think that way. And when we do that, and we say, I have a great opportunity for you. Would you like to be able to donate? Would you be able to help this course? It will be such an incredible thing to be able to do. When you do that, then you are not at all, bichlal, ever being involved in taking you over. You're doing a maisa of giving. And just to read out all the milas that Rav Dessa says if you do this, because this is incredible. Look at all the milas if you do it in a positive way. Number one, if you do it as follows, then you will get siyata d'shmaya, Rav Dessa says. This is in Chelek Gimel, page 91. Number two, you will also be mekayim, ezehu delef yishara shiyavo lo ha'adam, what's a straight way? You should do kol shi tiferes lo oiseh, v'tres lo min ha'adam. You're being pleasant. No one's going to look at you and say, oh, stay away from that person. You don't want to go near that person. They're going to coerce you into giving money. But it will be nachas ruach. Number three, that your actions will never be a maisa natila, but it will be a maisa of nesina. You'll be doing an action of giving, giving the person opportunity to be able to give. More than that, that when you do that, the person who's giving will do it with a lave shalem. And therefore, you will create the other person doing a mitzvah. If you coerce the other person, go on, take the money from me. Then that person is hardly doing a mitzvah, or at least not b'shlemus. But now the person's going with nachas ruach, yes, of course I want to be. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to be able to do this mitzvah. They will give it. You are now being zoicha as a kli that they are doing a mitzvah. You are helping them to be able to do a mitzvah. And also, yagelet satoy b'nidus lev gam lahava. It means also he's going to want to give in the future because it's such a positive, beautiful experience being able to give. I enjoyed that. I want to give again. It wasn't a horrible thing. It was beautiful. And the money will also have an ayin toiv. And you will also be able to cause more yabe avas and brias between the fundraiser, the netzach, and the one who's being able to give. When we do this, all our actions can become actions of giving. With this, please God, the Ezra Hashem, with the cause match, there's one today, but there's going to be one tomorrow probably, and the day after as well. With all these, we should give with a leisham, we should collect with a shalom, and with this, we will never ever have to do any actions of taking, and there'll be no dangers of charity campaigns, because each one of these charity campaigns will be an opportunity that we can get people to do mitzvahs, to be able to give, and in return, they will be able to give, causing shalom for Klal Yisrael. Kol Tov.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.